سلام، فهیم هستم. به پادکست هفتگی رادیو یلسه آفرینش گوش میدین. امیدوارم که تا انتهای این برنامه با ما همراه باشید. طی برنامه قبل کیوکاردی رو در رابطه با یک مرکز خرید مورد بررسی قرار دادیم که برای دریافت اپیزود قبلی از طریق کانال رسمی آفرینش در تلگرام میتونید اقدام کنید. در این برنامه اما قصد داریم تا سوالات مربوط به پارت سوم رو بررسی کنیم. سوالاتی که در پارت سوم مصاحبه پرسیده میشن عموماً ماهیت آرگومنتیتیو دارن. به همین دلیل از دادن پاسخهای چند کلمه‌ای و کوتاه خودداری کنید و با استفاده از قدرت استدلالی خودتون و ایده پردازی پیشین به این سوالات پاسخ بدید. سوال اول رو با هم میشنویم. Is it better to buy clothes in small shops?
Well, I don't think that's such a good idea. I mean, I'd personally rather try on tons of clothes before coming to a final decision that which one I'd ultimately buy. With that being said, I don't think I could limit myself to a handful of choices I'd probably get in these small shops. What's more, they can afford those designer clothes people always crave, and that means you could only buy clothes that are for the birds. Bottom line, I don't see any point in buying from shops which borderline small cubicles. Wanted to try numerous places before making their mind up.
در ادامه تعدادی از عبارات و اصطلاحات به کار برده شده در این پاسخ رو بررسی می‌کنیم. Tons of. تعداد خیلی زیاد. I got tons of friends. Designer clothes. لباس‌های برند و معروف. He's a rich man. He just wears designer. Borderline. نزدیک به و یا مشابه به.
He got symptoms borderlining suicidal patients.
سوال دوم رو میشنویم.
What is good customer service? Responsibility comes first, I guess. You know, it's not just true about inferior brands. Even some of those up-and-coming manufacturing companies try to weasel their way out of providing decent customer services by cutting corners and fooling people into believing that the issue they need help with is not covered by their constitution. In addition, long-haul support for the products they let out in the market gotta be mandatory. I mean, if you're not sure that your product is gonna last long, why the heck would you let people use it in the first place?
تعدادی از عبارات و اصطلاحات به کار برده شده در این پاسخ رو بررسی می‌کنیم.
Comes first. اولویت داره. Family comes first. Inferior. نامرغوب و درجه دوم. They relegated me to an inferior position. Weasel out.
به هر قیمتی و زیرکانه از زیر کار در رفتن.
You cannot weasel your way out of this one, bro. Cutting corners.
کمکاری کردن.
Well done. Happy to see no more cutting corners. Mandatory.
اجباری.
Security checks are now mandatory.
سوال سوم رو میشنویم.
Why is shopping such a popular activity?
I've actually never managed to wrap my head around why there exists constant shoppers. Many of them don't even have a clear idea what they're buying. You know, some people, of course, believe that it's kind of cathartic. Let me put it this way. You put all your negative thoughts behind and zero in on buying some brand new stuff that could change your borefus life in some ways. But here's this other theory of mine where I think it's actually a ham-fisted effort to compensate for the inability to lace up and face the music, that somewhere in your life something is really wrong.
سوال
تعدادی از عبارات و لغات به کار برده شده در این پاسخ رو بررسی می‌کنیم.
Cathartic.
تصفیه کننده ی روح.
Well, I think shopping is a cathartic activity. Zero in on something.
به چیزی تمرکز کردن.
We gotta zero in on the matter at hand. Borefest.
بیش از حد کسل کننده.
Do not lecture me on your borefest life. Hamfisted.
ناشیانه.
That was one hell of a hamfisted apology. Lace up.
برای رویارویی با مسائل زندگی آماده شدن.
It's high time we laced up. No more stalling.
امیدوارم که این برنامه هم تونسته باشه مورد استفاده شما دوستان قرار بگیره. تا برنامه بعد، بدرود.
خانه آیلتس آفرینش، تنها مرکز تخصصی دوره‌های آیلتس در ایران. www.afarinesh.org